HKX, N4ZLK. Okay, clear.
N0TR, just getting in the car, Shane.
N0TR, N4ZLK, and I'm assuming hello to Bernice as well.
She was taking a pill. And I'm backing out, Shane, so I'll be a little delayed here. This is N0TR.
Be here for a little bit. N4ZLK.
Publix, and I'm behind the building, so I might be a little scratchy, Shane. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you two as well. I hope it's cleared up over there. It's mostly cleared over this way, coming into Traveler's Rest. Got a little bit of a cloud cover over part of the sky, but lots of blue sky around.
Okay, Shane, I'm coming out behind this building. I got a phone call. I'll be right back with you. 0TR.
Is that okay?
Bills and bills. That was the dentist. Just for a routine checkup. Now, how's your day going?
It's going pretty well. I didn't do much this morning. I'm headed out for a chiropractor appointment. Had to find a new chiropractor. My regular guy had to kind of get out of it. He had surgery on his hand, so I was seeing another one at his office, and then they ended up selling the office and moving somewhere else and don't take the insurance anymore, and so I had to find somebody different.
I swear by chiropractors. And I call them quackle-practors. I believe in, let me turn this radio down, Jay. I believe in, what are you getting, Mom? What's it called? Physical therapy. And I didn't used to believe in that, but I was wrong. But chiropractors I'll pass on, but it sure helps my kids out a lot.
Injury from a car accident happened years ago and went through physical therapy for several months. And it always bothered me. And I saw a chiropractor years ago, and he's like, yeah, this little place here in your neck is out of place. And he said, that's why you're uncomfortable and you can't turn your neck as well. And he popped it back into place, and there we go. Now it won't stay in because it's been so long. It'll stay in for a good bit of time, but drive down the road in one of those big trucks and hit a bump, and it'll knock it back out again, and I can tell. And it's not, you know, what do they say on the scale of 1 to 10? It's around, you know, it's less than a 5, mostly 2 or 3. It's just uncomfortable, and after a while, it just gets to me. I need to go get it put back in again.
Years ago, Bernice went to a fella back in Kansas when we lived there, and you could actually see that her back was skewed and unstraight. And she'd been suffering. It was feverish and red back there. And that old boy popped her in and worked like a charm, didn't it, Mom? So I don't have anything against them. I just, for number one, I can't go to them anymore, Shane. I went to one down here in Greer, and she liked to kill me. And the doctor told me, the spine doctor told me, don't do that again or you might not live to tell about it. Because my back looks like a car wreck is what he said.
And all the surgeries and injuries you've had, it probably does. Scoliosis, so her spine actually curves. There's not really much they can do about it. It's not out of place. It's just, you know, the discs aren't out of joint or whatever, but it's just curved. But it helps, and it makes sense to me. All your nerves run through your spinal cord, and if some of your spinal cord is out of place or pinched on any of those nerves, that can, you know, every one of the nerves in your body runs through it, so it can affect all areas of your body.
Tim, who's a really great neighbor, he's got more metal in his neck than a battleship.
And I had a piece of titanium in my arm for a couple of years, but they took it back out to bother me too much. But that was my only experience with anything foreign in there.
Well, I'll tell you what, Bernice had back surgery one time, and she said she absolutely positively will never have it done again.
She must have had a terrible experience then, as good as this hip replacement seemed to have gone. How's she doing with that?
She's doing good.
I guess that answers that. Except she dropped a loaf of French bread down here and I had to recover it. We just left Publix where I got a, I'm turning around here. I didn't need to now. I reached that French bread that slid off her lap when I stopped too fast. We got some chicken and some French bread. We've been at the doctor's this morning because she's got a UTI, if you know what that is. And so we had to go pick up some antibiotics and try to get her well. And so I picked those up at Publix just now. We went to Aldi's and she walked around. And we went to Walmart and she walked around with me. And at Publix she said, why don't you go in and get that and I'll wait in the car. So I said, that's pretty good.
Is she walking around unaided? No walker or crutches or anything?
Walk around unaided, but they want her to use the walker, which I'd have to handcuff her to it. But she does take the cane with her with one of those old little pads on the bottom of it, you know, so you can stand the cane up by itself. But she's only taken all together since December 18th when she had it, 6 Tylenol.
Sounds like she's got good pain tolerance. And it sounds like you had a good doctor, too. Because sometimes you can have one doctor do the same surgery and really cause a lot of issues.
RJM up there told me it was like getting hit by a semi-truck and it backed over you 2 or 3 times. And he was really in a lot of pain for about 3 weeks and had to take the, they always give you a prescription of opioids. And I locked those in the big safe and I'll flush them down the drain. And she just never needed one of them. So I don't know if it's a difference in the procedure because he went in from the side of the hip and John, who I admire very much up there, it's on the net quite a lot about the stars and stuff, his doctor went in from the front. So I don't know. Well, you know, I'm not a doctor. I can't say, but I can say this much. She's just been phenomenal.
Hear that. Yeah, I kind of wonder if sometimes, just like anything, you got in any kind of job or production or whatever you want to call it, and sometimes I look at it as production. They're trying to get through in a hurry and might be a little rougher trying, they might have several scheduled that day. I don't know. That could affect some of that somehow, you know. I don't know. It just seems like some people, everything goes well, and I know it's all, I know we're all different. We react differently, but I've seen some issues where some doctors have really caused a lot of damage, and other doctors don't seem to ever have that same problem.
I'll be 100%. I had that done to me. And I almost died from it twice. And I know when I was in the service that when they done the lung surgery, they fouled up big time. Had to do it over. And it's a huge scar in the middle of my neck down to my the side. And I had 5 chest tubes in me over time. But that's true. He come in. You had yours about 10:30 in the morning, wasn't it, Bernice? 11 o'clock. And the nicest guy in the world. And he come in that afternoon and visited with us. And I think it was either 3:30 or 4:30. I said, how many surgeries you do today, doctor? Because I used to work in a hospital my last year before I retired. And he said, 6.
Seems like a pretty productive day. I don't know, not much less than an hour. And 4 ZLK.
Yes, and she was in recovery. I don't know how they do it. You seen the x-ray of a chain that scared you to death? The big old long rod down the hip, and they replaced the socket that it goes in, and we just are thrilled to death with him. He's just really done a great job. And I looked at his record online, which I do most of my doctors, and he was all 5 stars.
Very glad it went well. That's good to hear. Well, what else you headed out to do? Are you headed home now? Are you in for the day?
I want to chew these chicken wings up. I usually eat 2 on the way home and some French bread. And just deal with my knee a little bit, but the car does most of it anymore. We're turning off our way to Hampton now. And doing just fine. Well, I got to go out and tend to the chickens. I thought that was slowing down. And I told Patrick we might not have any eggs for him this week. But yesterday I got, how many, Mom? 8 or 9? And so I think we might be okay on that. And I'm watching this blinking yellow light here. But one side, one day, only laid 2 eggs. And that's very unusual. I've been getting 9 or 10 eggs for a long time now. But I got to tend to them. And, oh, boy, it's great to see the sun coming out, ain't it? This is NJRLTR.
Good to see the sun come out. It feels good, too. A little overcast now here at where I am. But it was sunny at home when I left, and that's really nice because it was raining and foggy this morning. And I'll try to hold the mic down a little bit longer so you have a quicker or longer chance to eat that chicken wing there. But I got to talk to my son Seth this morning on his way into work. We went over to the 8-2 machine, 146-8-2, and he headed back up the mountain like Patrick comes down. I was able to talk to him all the way up to the state line. His radio's doing a good job for him, so I'm happy about that. He's happy to have it in there, and I'm looking forward to getting him on the radio more often.
I wish I could get Bernice to get her license. I've slapped her around once a week for 56 years, whether she needs it or not, and she just won't do that, Shane. I don't know what's the matter with her. Maybe I have to increase that.
Well, it wouldn't do her any good to get her license because you hog the microphone all the time anyway.
I didn't tell you you could talk, Bernice. That's third-party traffic.
Not interested in either, but I've got a son-in-law, and now one of my sons, and a future son-in-law is actually studying for his test. And we got him a little HT radio to listen to. I got him one for Christmas. And he sent me a screenshot of him studying. The other night he was messing around with a Morse code app. He was trying to learn Morse code letters. So we may have another CW operator in the family.
Much on. Of course, there was a RIDI contest this weekend, and it's all RIDI for the most part. I worked one sideband and I think one CW, worldwide thing, you know, they're doing. And so I'll work anything. I don't care. It's just for fun. And he was in Italy. But that those one-by-one calls, I don't know. I just like to work them. And there's been W4I in November 1 Whiskey, I think. You've probably seen it. And I've worked some on CW and some on Sideman. And been going up a little bit early, more so than usual because there hadn't been much on. But I don't know how the propagation's going to go. I think about a week ago or so, it was up in the 190s on the sunspots, and there's other factors, of course, but that's the one I've watched. And I think Bill told me one time the solar flux is a good one, but I don't know anything about it. And this guy's coming up on me, and got a person turning in front of me, so I give a turn signal here to let him know. They don't do that up here much, but I just give a temporary signal. That way they don't run over you.
Use turn signals when they're actually turning, seems like. So I guess, am I correct? The more sunspots, the more activity, the better the propagation. Is that right?
Yes, unless there's a big solar storm or something. And there's been several coronal mass ejections lately that really messed up the HF propagation. But yeah, I've always seen that to be the case. Back in some of the other ones I've been through, heck, you could talk to Australia every night. I haven't seen that on this one, unless you're running, you're letting the computer run it for you, you know, FT8 and all that.
Cycle. Was it a year cycle? It goes down and then comes back up. So, what does it work out to, close to 25 years, or is it every 11 years when it's good and then bad on the opposite end of that?
It's kind of like a sine wave, Shane. You know, on 60 cycle sine wave, you might say. Only it's 11 year cycle, and we are at the peak of cycle 25 now. So I guess they've tracked it 11 years, 25 times, whatever that adds up to. And it was supposed to be really, really good. And there were a few days that it was. I've got some contacts in Micronesia and places out there. There's, well, like you did, that one. But I haven't seen that on a regular basis where you could schedule talking to somebody out there. And you actually could during some of my old days, shall we say. This is N0TR.
Oh. First time I've really paid attention to that and been, well, I got a little active on HF 2013. I got my general and put a radio up and kind of threw up a wire antenna quickly. It wasn't up very high, but was having fun with it. And then we moved, and that's when we moved in 2017, up where we are now. And that's when I went through and put in some good antennas and set my station up pretty good. So I've been enjoying it. I'm not looking forward to some really dull time, but I guess if it does get quiet and not much going on, it'll make you look forward to the next one.
Quite a while for it to go down, so there'll be good days and bad days. By the way, your son's radio job, just excellent. I mean, completely, purely full quieting, and that'll be really, really nice for you. And you got the ARRL because you do Logbook of the World, I'm pretty sure. And whenever the newsletter comes out, I don't read much of it online, and I get QST, the magazine. I just thought I ought to support that. And some of the articles are interesting, and some of them are over my head by a long ways. But if you look at the solar update, when you get that newsletter, it'll tell you how many sunspots there are out there for the week before and what's expected. Makes it pretty easy.
At N4ZLK, I'll have to keep a better track of it. I just usually when I have spare time, I'll run back and turn the radio on and see what's going on. I don't do a lot of scheduling when I'm on the radio. If I know there's a contest on that I want to work or want to participate just for fun and practice, I'll try to make sure I schedule some time that way. But and thank you for the let me know about the signal on Seth's radio. Yeah, everything went well. He did most of the work. He hadn't done any soldering before, so of course, you know, it takes more than two hands to do a soldering job. But he installed it in his truck and ran all the cables through the firewall, found a good place for him to go. And last night, he lives in Greenville, downtown Greenville, and Connor lives in near Traveler's Rest, but still a Greenville address, and you know where I am. We were all three talking simplex. Now, I could barely hear Seth. I could make out what he was saying, but it was real down in the noise, and he was sitting in his driveway at his house. So that's what I'd really like, is get my kids set up where if we don't need to, we don't have to use the repeater.
That'd be pretty hard from as far away as you are, but not a TR, no. But to be reliable down to Greenville, I don't know. Unless you had a tower, and that's the only reason I miss my tower. I do just about as well on my wire antennas, and heck, I know several of the operators here have only had wire antennas, and they've worked well over 300 countries. Bill in Fort IQ, for example, has, and so have I. But for 19 years, all I had was 100 watts, and couldn't afford an amplifier, and a little old TS-140 Kenwood. And I sold it down here for what I give for it to a real nice gentleman over at the Catholic radio station. And he was going to run it mobile. And there wasn't a thing wrong with it. I think I put a better CW filter in it. But I worked one station last night on 100 watts. And he was a good distance away on sideband. So that's all I did for 19 years is hunt. I didn't have any QRZ or anything like that for many years. And that's fun. I like QRZ because you can see operators on there. And, guys got a text the other night, oh, a couple days ago, from M2UHC, and I used to practice code with him. He did Russian intercepts over in Europe on the elephant ring, they call it. If you ever get time, Google the elephant ring over in Great Britain. And he sat there and listened to Russians. And they're some of the finest CW operators in the world, I hate to admit, but they are. And Tom and I get on there and we start out slow and then work our way up, kind of like dueling banjos. And he was great. He could sit there at 40 words a minute, Shane. I could never get that high, 30, you know, just for short transmissions, not for conversation. But, yeah, it's you know, you can do great with your wire antennas and your 100 watts. I was trying to think of something else I was going to say about that. But I just sit there with my finger on the VFO, or else my buddies can call me on packet, or they can call me on UHF or VHF. But I had a nice beam, and I give all my beam antennas, three of them, to Gary, W4EEY. And I said, you just see that they go to a good ham. And he's a great guy, and so I'm sure he has, but he moved out of the area now. And I gave my other HF beam to Gabriel down there, and he added a 40-meter radio to it, and had a lot of fun with that. And I told him, you can sell it, do whatever you want. But I still like CW the best, Shane.
Is that okay? I'm going to make this my last one because I'm not far. I agree with you. I really enjoy CW. And I was just going to say that I can copy you on reverse or on the input at my house sometimes. Sometimes when you check into that, I can get you. Sometimes I can't, conditional-wise. But when I pull into my neighborhood, I'm up a little bit higher. Goes up a big hill. And when I get to the top of that hill, I can get you pretty good. And then it drops off, gets a little bit noisier by the time I get to my house. There's a lot of people in Greenville I can hear like that. Gary, I can pick up perfectly from my location in my house on Simplex. But anyway, I'm going to let you go. I'm not far. Really enjoyed it, Tom. You and Bernice have a good day. And be careful the rest of the way home. Maybe we'll talk to you later on. N0TR and 4ZLK.
Worked out great, Shane. We just pulled out behind the house here, getting ready to go in. And what I lost my train of thought was Tom Sievert, N2UHC, is Air Force. He's not in the Air Force now. He was just in 4 years. And then he was our police dispatcher for years. But he runs a tire shop in a little bitty town of St. Paul, Kansas. And the other night I saw there was a Parks on the Air, and I like to work some of those, or Summits on the Air. And I worked at Parks on the Air, and about 2 minutes later I got a text saying, hey, Tom, I heard you worked that guy on Parks on the Air I don't know where in the United States he was now. But it always makes you feel good to hear from people you haven't talked to. I hadn't talked to him for 10 or 12 years. And he was working parts on the air. And lo and behold, he sent me a card and a nice letter. And I wrote him one back and sent him a card. And when I was a kid, we used to go over there. I even rode over there once on my scooter to hunt ducks. 35 miles, and it was like 30-some degrees. We about froze to death. If we was riding double, my cousin was with me. But at any rate, the good old days. Take care, Shane. I'll catch you down the line. Appreciate the QSO this morning, or this afternoon, in 4ZLK in 0TR73, Shane.
N4ZLK.